All this week, hosts of NPR programs are doing something a little different. We are interviewing our loved ones and friends for posterity. It's all part of a new tradition leading up to the day after Thanksgiving. We call it the National Day of Listening, and you are encouraged to do what we're doing. Yesterday, I spoke with my mom. Today, our own Renee Montaigne returns to the subject of one of her earliest interviews as an NPR reporter in New York.
I was doing a story on the children of circus families. Little Misha Braun was one. I found her perched on the doorstep of her family's trailer where she could almost touch a row of baby elephants.
No, my favorite one? Pinky. The one that's over there with the one that has one tooth off and one tooth on.
Are you allowed to play with Pinky?
No way, you'll knock me down. That's the way elephants play.
What about the chimpanzees?
The chimpanzees bite just like the horses. And the horses kick, too. One kick for the horses, and then you're dead.
Well, Misha Braun was 5 years old at the time. Wally Naughton Jr. was 13 when I met him, and he was already a part of his family's bear act.
I started working when I was 2 years old. I rode in a wagon with a bear around the ring. The bear pushed the wagon, and I stood in the wagon.
We didn't keep in touch after that story, which is usually what happens in this business. We move on, as does the news. But for our National Day of Listening project, I went back. We've reached Wally Naughton Jr. in Florida, where he lives now. And good morning.
Good morning.
I was just laughing at little Misha, but were you startled to hear your voice?
Well, hearing Misha really makes me feel old, knowing that she was only 5 years old at the time, and now I know she's married with her own children, really makes me feel old.
Well, you might know whether she's still working in the circus, and you can tell us whether you are.
Misha, she's married to a flying trapeze artist that is working in Japan. I am currently retired from show business. Right now, I'm a fastener salesman. My wife was also in show business, and we have two young children. They have no knowledge of show business. Of course, my oldest is five. So when we take her to the circus, all the things I took for granted now are a big happening for my young one.
Can you think of a moment, maybe the first time when you took her to the circus? Something she said that you thought, this is how kids see it.
Yeah, she would look at the animals in amazement. Oh, the tigers and the elephants. I mean, I was like, oh, well, there's another elephant, you know, or another tiger. I'm like, wow, you know, I raised a bear. I mean, they were like dogs to me. They were my friends. My 5-year-old just got her first little puppy, and, you know, my pets were bears, and I really miss them.
Was there one that was your favorite?
Robin. And another one, Bruiser. Her name was Bruiser. And another one named Fluffy. They were my favorites. Robin, for instance, you could tell that she had an ego about her. We were traveling out west to Phoenix. We took Robin to a motel and checked her in as like she was on vacation, took her out to a pool. And I can remember her sitting in a lawn chair with these big glasses on. And she would get, we took her in the pool, and she was swimming in the pool. And then we took her inside the hotel. They had a big buffet of fruits and vegetables, and I'm thinking to myself, this bear is just hamming it up. Certain bears didn't like, you could tell that they were scared or they were uncomfortable, but she loved it.
Well, what about you? Show business is in your blood.
Yes.
Can you imagine yourself going back?
I never say never. Right now I have two young children, and my 5-year-old has just started school, so that's going to keep me in Tampa here for quite a while, I'm afraid, but you never know.
Wally Naughton, thank you very much for joining us. Glad we found you.
Thank you for finding me. I appreciate it.
That's the kind of interview that you can do for the StoryCorps National Day of Listening on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. It's pretty simple. But if you want some instructions, and if you want to listen to the other conversations in this series, just go to NPR.org. Tomorrow, our commentator Frank DeFord sits down with someone he's worked with for over 20 years, but met only once.